Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Talk to me, sister. How can I help you if you got a comment? What's going on?
So everything you've been saying is absolutely true. Definitely coming from someone who's just gotten out of a divorce and dealing with someone who basically, needless to say, when we were doing like working together as far as taking care of bills in the home and had the mindset and the goal to building family and all that kind of stuff. But also, I think the other person's culture played a part of how they were raised and what they perceive as the way and structure of how things go. Although me and him were two working people in the household, he still felt that all the burdens and responsibilities of the household should have been on me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. Wait. Pause. Oh, we're going to talk about that. So, and I want to make sure I'm hearing this correctly. Your, did you say your ex-husband or your last situation?
Ex-husband.
Okay, so your ex-husband felt as if all of the financial responsibilities should have been on you, the wife, correct?
No.
Okay, so, talk to me.
Towards the end, it became all my problem, he wasn't paying the mortgage. He wasn't paying no utilities. He wasn't paying nothing.
Okay.
Not a car note, not nothing. In the beginning, we went into, we're going to do 50-50. You know, we're going to put this amount of money into one account, pay all the bills and everything out of that. But then it will become a thing of, I'm short this month. But out of the love and the love I had for the person and just understanding that we always don't have good times. And because he was an entrepreneur, you know, I'm like, all right, cool. I got you. But then when it came a point where I needed it in reverse, then it wasn't extended the same amount of grace. So then, you know, talking about doing things together and the legacy, like a lot of the stuff that you're saying as far as 50-50 in a relationship and who's like all that stuff. It's a partnership. And I think a lot of people go into marriages with the wrong intent. A lot of people celebrate the wedding day and don't realize that the marriage is work and that it's teamwork and it takes two people to make it work.
Yeah.
And if you don't put that work in and you don't put that effort in, then if one person, and then having the, like you said, having the hard conversations up front, I'm one of them brutally honest people. I went in the door telling you what I'm not going to do. And the very thing, one of the very few first things I said that I will not tolerate is cheating.
Mm.
What came to the demise of our relationship? Cheating. And it's a no-go. I don't do disrespect. I don't do liars. I don't do cheaters. And I don't mind working with someone who give me something to work with. But if you're not going to come here and bring something to the table, and I got to bring the table, make sure the table stay, the legs stay up on the table, put the food on the table, clean up the table, and all you do is come in and lay down. Nah, we ain't doing that.
So how, because I don't know him, and I want to make sure I'm being very careful with what I'm saying, right? You know, but I'm speaking off of what you're saying. I'm curious, did he say why? Like, what made him change in the relationship to where, okay, we came in with this understanding that, hey, this is the vision for our marriage and we're going to all put into this pot to get towards that vision. What changed to make him say, you know what, I'm taking mine out of the pot and you're going to carry this? Like, what made that change within that relationship?
So when people don't get what they want, I've come to realize over time, that it was one of them things that if it wasn't on his terms, then it just don't work. And it was like, when you wanted something done, okay, we'll go ahead, you know, When you want me to do something, all right, you want me to stop what I'm doing and do it right then and there. But if I ask you to do something, I got to wait. I got to hear excuses. I'm talking about several things. Like, I have no problem with taking care of my man. I have no problem with supporting my man. I have no problem with loving my man. But it needs to be reciprocated.
Yeah, yeah, no. It does. In a relationship, it should be reciprocated. But what I hear you saying is, it started off, but that's on the same page and aligned. But then what started happening was, you were doing things that he wanted to do, but then when he needed something, when you needed something from him, he wouldn't give you the same grace and love that you were giving him.
Absolutely.
And then correct me if I'm wrong, and because you weren't doing that, would you say that then you stopped giving him some of that grace and love in a relationship, and then that eventually the relationship started going downhill towards then?
I can't say wholeheartedly that. Literally. It literally flipped the table one day. It literally. We were in marriage counseling.
Wow.
And I'm one of them people, I pay attention to everything. I pay attention to what you say, what you do, and if you're with your actions and what you're saying at your mouth ain't aligning, my spices go off, and I watched. He got caught 2 weeks in.
2 weeks into your marriage?
No, he got caught 2 weeks into cheating, and I caught him.
Oh, I was about to say, what in the world is going on? No. How long were y'all married?
We would have been married 4 years.
4 years. And so this is somewhat refreshly new then, right? So what, how long have you been divorced?
Let's see, my divorce was finalized on January 24th, 23rd of this past January. And January 21st would have made.
What's going on, family? Let's talk about something that's been buzzing in the tech world, AI safety and security. How do you feel about the rapid advancements in AI and the potential risk that it brings? Have you heard of the stories about AI being tricked? It's a real concern, but fear not, because there's a real solution, AI red teaming. You see, AI red teaming is all about stress testing. You see, AI models and deployments to prevent unauthorized access and data leaks. It's about ensuring that your AI can't be tricked into providing information beyond its intended use. And guess what? You don't have to do it alone. My friends over at HackerOne has a community of over 750 active hackers specializing in AI security testing. You see, in a recent engagement, just 18 hackers identified over 100 valid findings in just 2 weeks. That's the power of ethical hackers. Wow. So if you want to ensure the safety and security of your AI deployments, look no further. Head over to HackerOne.com and explore their AI red teaming services. With strategic flexibility, rapid deployment, and a hybrid talent strategy, HackerOne has everything you need to safeguard your AI. Don't let AI keep you up at night. Visit HackerOne.com today. And rest easy, knowing that your AI is in safe hands.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Would have made 4 years for us if we would have.
January 2024, you're officially divorced? I'm so sorry. I really am. I really am. And it's, I don't have no words or no advice for you in that. You know, I definitely want to apologize on behalf of Black men. We do got to step up and start taking care of our sisters more, especially our Black queens. You know, I don't know the whole situation, so I won't speak on the whole situation. But based upon what you said, I am sorry. You know, and we've got to do better, because it sounds like there was more going on inside a relationship. And from the financial perspective, it was like, dang, you're having to carry all the weight. And still be a wife.
I mean, at the end, it really was brutal. And I felt it was very unfair, because he was living life. And it's like, dude, the lights still got to be paid, the mortgage still got to be paid. Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
But I think one of the other problems that I realized that people have is, like you said, the hard conversations.
Yeah. Yeah.
Talk about it up front.
Yeah.
And again, from, and I came across a interview that you did. That's what got me to following you. I came across the interview you did with Brandi Harvey.
Okay.
That literally made me lock in on what you had going on, because it has literally helped me. try not to cry. Mm-hmm. It's literally helped me on the tail end of this to how to regroup and reestablish myself.
Mm-hmm.
And how to look at building legacy moving forward.
Mm.
And not allow this to be so damning.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm looking at the good and the bad. Mm-hmm. And the good thing about it is, like I tell people now, I was like, divorce has saved my life, because from the teachings that I hear from you and the conversation and the guests that you bring on, whether it's on here or whether it's on, you know, ICS, whatever the conversation may be, it has been a lot of tools that I needed, a lot of hard conversations, but it was necessary for this time. And I thank you for that. I thank you for even being honest and being transparent as you are on all your platforms here.
No, and I just want to say, right, that you have every right to feel the way that you're feeling after marrying someone. I couldn't imagine walking away from a marriage, but I did walk away from an engagement.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't give myself permission to feel, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I went right out there and start working. But I definitely mm-hmm. want to tell you, I love how you said, I want to focus on building legacy. Like I want to do that. And I just want to just echo what you just said. Don't let this situation stop you from building legacy. Don't let this situation stop you from building wealth. Don't let mm-hmm. this situation stop you from living your dreams and living out on your God-given assignment, because this too is already past. And God already knew you was going to be here. He already knows where you're going next. He already know the next man that's coming your way, who's going to just get you. And y'all just going to have an amazing journey, and y'all going to build. And what's going to be so amazing is, because you didn't allow your past to stop you from building and evolving and strategizing for your single season. When you get this new one, he's going to be like, yo, you did all this and he lost you? Wait a minute. Thank you, Lord. Right. And so I just want to encourage you, like, still stay locked in. However we can help you, please, 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 please let us know, because my whole hope is that you will experience more abundance, more wellness, and more freedom. And I'm sorry that, you know, as a Black man, we've put you through that. One thing I am doing is holding people accountable, and especially my brothers. Man, I don't do cheating. I don't do cheating around here. If you are married to a woman, and that's your spouse, I ain't covering for it. The moment I see you cheat, the moment I think you cheating, I'm checking you, and you better tell your wife before I do.
Right.
Seriously. Like, if I see her, you better tell her before I do. Period. I don't do that around me. And my staff know. They sign a moral clause. If you're married, now if you're dating, it's none of my business. You're not married. You know, but if you are in a legally, spiritually binded contract with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to this man or to this woman, and you cheat, can't be on my team. I'm gonna give you a high recommendation to go get you another job. You know what I'm saying? I will never speak negative about you, but the people around me, nah, man, we're gonna be faithful to the woman and or to man who we told God we're going to spend the rest of our life with. Now, if you come back and say, hey, it just didn't work out, cool, great. I'm not with that. I'm with that. Cool, great. If you're dating, you know, like me, you know, I understand that. You know, dating, I ain't tripping. But marriage? Nah, man, right. I hold that to a whole nother level of just accountability. And I don't even have friends who cheat. Like, I have friends who once were friends and they cheated. But you know what? I was like, man, you know what? I just don't want that around me. I love you. But that's not something that I want to expose my spirit to. I'm trying to get married. So I just want to apologize to you. I'm doing my part in holding my married brothers accountable. And they're holding me accountable as being a single man. Make sure I'm not doing nothing stupid out here in these streets, you know. But I love you. Keep building your legacy, sis. However we can serve you and help you, we greatly appreciate you. We really do.
Thank you.
You're amazing.
Thank you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.